Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They ask me how I knew my true love was true.
The Sopranos bring us back. Way, way, way back, machine. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Deb Calvert, sales expert extraordinaire, author of Stop Selling and Start Leading, among other books, and we always love having her on the show. Deb, thanks again for being here. We're talking about the way confirmation bias leeches, shows up, it just manifests in every part of our lives. And what do you think, Deb? Do you think it affects, how do you think it shows up in our business world when we approach customers and our marketing, our sales, and whatever? What do you think?
Well, from the moment you hire someone, if you're going with gut instinct, or as you are deciding whether or not to keep someone on your team, it can affect every single one of those people practices inside your business. Maybe you're leaning towards someone. Maybe you're a little harsher on someone else because of an affinity that you have with them or a desire to confirm what you originally thought about them.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing and is true that, with that buyers.
Isn't that also called, that? What you just said, isn't that also called the Pygmalion effect? Isn't that kind of what that is?
Where, sure can be.
Like a teacher who said, I can remember teachers, you know, who get a bad attitude about a student. Oftentimes it was me. and what is it? Henry Ford said, if you think you can, or if you think you can't, you're probably right. If you think a child isn't going to perform, you're probably going to be right.
It's true. And people do respond in kind to how they perceive that we are viewing them, what chances we're giving them. The Pygmalion effect, a lot of times that's coming from, I see something in you that reminds me of myself when I was young.
Mm-hmm.
And that may or may not be valid, but if we see it, we certainly treat people different because of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, so how do we get out of this? The first thing we have to do is to say to ourselves, you have the potential to be like that. I look in the mirror and I say, Jim, you have the ability to act that way, to be that way, and it's not good. What are you going to do about it? What do you think?
I agree. And it's a certain type of objectivity that requires questioning yourself.
Mm-hmm. Self-awareness.
So why am I thinking and feeling? And do I want to respond to that? Or is there more information I should be looking at?
Mm-hmm. Well, and you've got to have prioritized, don't you? You have to say, okay, I'm going to place more of a priority on me being a better person, me being a more successful individual than I am focusing on my biases, which might be holding me back. What do you think?
That's exactly it. And these are unconscious, so they're not easy to recognize, mm-hmm. but it is important to recognize them.
So what
it affects who you hire. It affects the buyers that you prefer, the suppliers that you choose. This could be very prevalent. And so asking yourself these questions with your decisions will keep you aware.
Well, yeah. And so when you if you're training people, because part of it is we have to deal with ourselves. And you can't train people to get out of the way of their own, get their confirmation biases out of their own way if you're not doing it yourself, right?
It's true. And so in training, something I hear a lot that I really challenge, and maybe this is a starting point for everyone, it's the idea of there being my truth as opposed to the truth. Mm-hmm. So how can you step back from your experiences, your perceptions, your emotions, and look at something as cold, hard, objective? You may not like it. It may not be comfortable. But at least get to the truth before you decide. Okay?
Right.
Because you still get to decide, do I want to go with my perceptions, my emotions. But know what you're doing. Don't just do it haphazardly.
One of my favorite things is to remind people, as I remind myself sometimes, you're entitled to your own opinion, but not your own facts, right?
Oh, I like that. I'll steal that from you, Jim, if you don't
okay.
mind.
Well, I stole it from somebody else, so that's fair. So
okay.
So this, how do we help people? I mean, don't we have to watch as our employees are moving around, as they're dealing with each other, as they're dealing with vendors, as they're dealing with customers? We didn't have to worry about this 20, 30, 40 years ago. Today, we have to watch our people and say, okay, you know, I think confirmation bias is affecting you. What do you think, Deb? Is that a concern?
I do think it's something that we have to bring back to our awareness. I disagree that it was never there before. I think it's always been there.
I just think it's just more prevalent. It's just more on the nose now than it used to be, I think.
I agree. There's more opportunities for it, and there are more things that fuel it, like mm-hmm. having news sources where we started that deliberately prey on it and, mm-hmm. and cause us to go that direction more quickly and to get locked into an echo chamber more solidly. So I think there are things that drive it, and I think that makes it more important for us to resist it.
Mm-hmm. The reason I think things are different, I have people who no longer connect with me because they think they know how I vote.
Yes.
That wouldn't
yes.
have happened 20
I've seen
or 30
that happen.
Years. That wouldn't have happened 30 years ago. And that's what's different, I think, now. Quick break. Right back with Deb Calvert. Deb, I need your website quickly, please.
PeopleFirstPS.com.
PeopleFirstPS.com. Check it out. Deb Calvert and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.